Hey, fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. Today, we're going to touch on a subject that's near and dear to the contractor fight, and that is don't fuck with the money. So typically, when we talk about this, we talk about the headaches, the things that keep you staring at the ceiling at night, right? We've got missed payrolls. We've got suppliers that you're dodging, or you're going to second-tier suppliers because you can't get what you need to start your project because you owe too much cash at the other one. We're talking about broken marriages. We're talking about liver disease. We're talking about all the headaches that come from the cash flow issues that most contractors come across at one point or another in their career. So, you know, as I record this tonight, things in Dan's world are pretty decent. You know, I've got six figures in my operating account. Making payroll is just a formality. Honestly, the hardest part of making payroll is being in town to write the checks on Friday, because I'd rather go up to my place in Maine. My suppliers are all paid in full, and so life is pretty good. I can hear you asking now, like, where's the fail? Where's that coming in? This is the way it's supposed to be, isn't it, Dan? And the answer is yes. But with success and with financial security comes some laziness in my world. So, you know, back in the day when I was broke, when I was living hand to mouth, I had invoices written before we finished the job. The second that van rolled out of the driveway, I hit send and shoot him a text like, "Hey, Mary, thanks for the job. The guy said you walked around, you're really happy. Your accounts, your invoice is in your inbox. Let me know if you want me to pick up the check or if you want to just drop it in the mail. Whatever's easier for you." I was on them like stink on shit, because I needed that cash for payroll. I needed that cash for my suppliers. I needed that cash to pay myself. But now, once I didn't need that, once there was a little bit of cushion, a little bit of ease, for some reason, and I still can't figure it out because it's against my character, I started playing super nice. It's like, "Hey, you know what? Why don't you enjoy your house for a week before I ask you for that 12 grand that you owe me? You know, oh, I don't want this to feel too transactional, despite it being a transaction. And so let's pretend the money's not a big deal. And, you know, just, I just want you to feel good about what we did." And the result of this is, you can predict it. It's just, fucking, one, I'm just irritated with myself because it's just dumb. It's like my number one thing, don't fuck with the money. What am I doing? I'm fucking with the money. Number two is that I've earned this cash. It's like, I've completed this job. I financed the labor. I financed the materials. I fulfilled my contract. The customer is expecting to pay this money. Yet my invoice is MIA. And what that results in is a couple interesting points I've become aware of in the process of this failure. One, I've learned that if I don't prioritize my money, the customer sure as hell is going to prioritize it. So if I wait 7 days to invoice them after the completion of the job, I've granted them 7-day terms. Well, they're going to get that invoice and be like, Dan's pretty cool. He doesn't seem like he needs some money. He's a good dude. He doesn't seem desperate for it. So let's just sit this on top of the desk and, you know, let's go get another radar for the sailboat. Let's send little Billy off to camp instead of paying our bill for painting our house, because it's not like he can take this shit back, right? So what happens in effect is that suddenly I'm granting terms, and what should be payment on completion turns into 7 days, turns into 14 days, turns into 21 days. And all of a sudden, Dan turns into a fucking bank. Dan's not a bank. Dan gets pissed. So at Dan, mind you, it's not the customer's fault. It's me. It's human nature. I spoon feed them this crap so they can walk all over me like a doormat. So don't take my frustration on the customer. This is all self-inflicted wounds. The other bad effect of slow billing is that until people see a final invoice, guess what they don't think? They don't think the job's over. So it's while they're out there grilling their freaking hot dogs or playing catch with Billy in the backyard, they're looking around and they're seeing little flaws. And then that shutter's like a little bit, is it a little bit lower than the one next to it? Does Dan need to come over here and fix that? Or is that a paint drip on the side of the house? Might be bird shit, but you know what? Let's get Dan over here to see if that's paint instead. Because I owe Dan 12 grand. I've got leverage on Dan. Dan owes me this if he wants to get paid. So I've taken all of the goodwill of doing our job correctly. I've taken my reputation. I've taken all the stuff that we've given this client and I've thrown it in the goddamn wind. So it comes back and hits me in the face. So that is my lesson today for Friday Fails. It's stick to the fundamentals. When it comes to money, what do? That's right. You don't fuck with it. And what else you do? You invoice when your work is done. You get paid your due. So it's your money. Let's get after it. Until then, have a good one. We'll talk to you next week on Friday Fails.